Good morning, good afternoon, good day, everyone. Welcome back to another Grow the Bunch weekly short. I'm here today with Phil Harwood.
And how are you? Hey, Leslie.
How's it
going?
I'm
wonderful. How are you?
Very, very well. And
good.
And ready to kind of just jump right in. We're talking about some very relevant things that are going to be going on in the spring. Big part of that is education, is, you know, kind of looking what's new and exciting. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, there's kind of two different reasons why I was inspired to write this blog for this week. First, you know, we're coming out of a season where a lot of my clients, especially in the green industry, want to do strategic planning. You know, late fall, going into January, February, March, over the winter, they really want to button up their strategic plans. And a big part of strategic planning is thinking about what do we add to our company, or what do we change? What's new and exciting happening out there in the world?
Yeah.
You know, I went to a trade show and I saw all these cool things, these software products, this technology, this new equipment. And there's so much innovation happening in terms of, you know, technology, not just the AI stuff, but with software and with just the way, even business practices.
Sure.
So there's all this new, exciting opportunity out there. And the danger is that we get excited as leaders in business. We see all these great things, and we just want to constantly grab them, you know, the shiny object. And bring them back to our company, and we're all excited, and we want to just plug it in on top of everything else everyone else is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets really old, and it gets really tiring, and people resent it.
Yeah, because you lack focus on a long-term way to move forward.
Yeah, and we're not respecting the fact that people already have jobs and already have responsibilities and things. So,
yeah.
So that, you know, that's on my mind right now.
Okay.
You know, what specifically are we going to be focused on for 2024? What can wait till 2025? What maybe do we need to even have on our radar for 2026? And starting to map some of this out so it's more logical and sequential. And I'm kind of getting into the blog that I just wrote for 2 weeks. So hold on to this thought, because we're going to circle back to this in 2 weeks.
All right.
But the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, we have this innovation happening in our industry, and as business leaders, we need to find a way to analyze this innovation that's happening all around us in terms of, you know, where is it at in its growth, in its life cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, if it's brand new, like we've never seen it before, we don't know anyone who is using this thing, whatever it is, you know, we may or may not want to spend much time and attention on it. On the other hand, we might want to, because it might be a really cool competitive advantage, and we can be a first adopter, and we can be the first person in our market to bring it to fruition. You know, just think if you were the very first person in your city, in your market, your service area, to ever talk to a client about liquids.
Sure.
And they said, "You're crazy. You're gonna put water on my sidewalks. You're a moron."
Yep, and they did too.
Okay,
so
I mean, because you're the first person, to market with this idea, and you know what? You might not want to be the person that fights that fight.
Well,
you might want to be the second person in the door,
right?
And let the first person get kicked out.
Do you want to be the person developing the best practices, or do you want to learn what they are and then apply them?
Exactly.
It's a decision.
Right. So it's very important to have a good analytical framework for determining where this new idea fits in terms of the growth stage, the life cycle of this concept. And traditionally, we've just thought about the big bell curve, you know, at the beginning, you have the early adopters. It's a very small percentage of the industry. And then, you know, 1%, 2%, and then it zooms up to 10%. And then you get this big adoption wave of, well, now everyone's doing liquids. You know, everyone has a wing plow, blah, 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 whatever it is. Everyone has a weather station. Okay. And then you get to a tipping point where, well, now you're kind of behind the eight ball if you don't have one. You know, I still have a flip phone. I don't, but you know, it's like, okay, if you're that guy, okay, you kind of miss the curve. You're on the backside of the bell curve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right. My phone doesn't text. Okay. You're really behind the curve because everyone wants to text now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't want to get left behind. For we sure. don't want to be ignorant and be so slow that we're the last person to the party and all the food's gone.
Sure, okay. But how do you figure that out? I mean, what's your strategy to get to that point?
Well, and this is the other side of the impetus for writing this blog is, you know, at our upcoming Snowfighters event, Inner Circle, April 24th and 25th, we're going to be talking through a different framework from the traditional bell curve. And we're really excited about this. The curriculum for this is all ready to go. And it's going to be a new ground we're breaking at Inner Circle this April. And we're really going to be walking through this framework of innovation from a different perspective. And it's called the Gartner Hype Cycle. And okay. you can Google it and read about it.
Okay.
But it's more from the perspective of, I mean, certainly adoption, market adoption is one of the perspectives, but it's really more about the perception of industry adoption. And it talks about, there's a couple different peaks. There's not just a big giant bell curve. There's a quick peak because there's inflated expectations, and then there's disillusionment. And then you move into a period of enlightenment and then productivity. And it's a really fascinating look at innovation. And I think it might even be a game changer for some people, especially if the if the bell curve didn't make sense to you, or just it's old and tired and you've done that. It's a fresh way of looking at this.
Without a doubt. Very, very clever. And this is something that Inner Circle will be diving into.
Yeah, we have a whole segment on this. And if you've never been to Inner Circle, it's two full days of incredible education, networking, food, tours. We have incredible tours of some Caterpillar facilities, that things that you've never seen before. We're going to an iron smelting plant. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be really cool. Like behind the scenes stuff that you can't normally get access to, we're going to bring our attendees into.
That's awesome.
And the thing about Inner Circle is it's not a big group. You know, we're capping this. It's a relatively small group of people. And it's going to, last year it sold out. I think the last 2 years it sold out early. And so if you're interested in going, I mean, just get over to snowfightersinstitute.com and get yourself registered. The links are in the blog this week.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you there.
This podcast drops on the 3rd. And so if you're listening to this on the 3rd, you're getting information, you know, first day out. But if you're not, it's like you're looking at nearly a month away.
Yeah, we could be sold out by mid-March.
Yes, for sure.
So I would say jump on it right away. But, you know, if you can't attend, we have 4 other events throughout the year. Go over to snowfightersinstitute.com and check them out. But just generally with the blog, you know, the whole point of this blog is to, you know, really think strategically about innovation and how it fits into your company. And so you're doing this in a very methodical, analytical, thoughtful way. And this is a good setup to my blog in 2 weeks.
Okay. So a couple things then, if we're going to have people circling back, make sure you do just take a couple of minutes to read the blog, because there are some
yes.
great bullet points here and more content that's been alluded to here, but also some information on who and what will be at Inner Circle as well, outside of the typical presenters that are going to be there. There's going to be some other information that's really technologically on the innovative side of things that you definitely want to take a look at.
Absolutely.
And could swing the pendulum over to, yep, I'm going to register for this. So, all right, Phil, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Like I said, We're early March. It is time to really be thinking about what's going on this year, but all the years coming up too, and how are you going to best position yourself for the largest success possible. So appreciate this, Phil. We will talk to you again in another couple weeks. And thanks everyone again for tuning into the Weekly Short. We'll be back next week with Neil Glatt. And until then, have a great week.